It's Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we go here to the phones and the fun. You can bring up anything you want. Let's start out with Jim in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, Jim. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about what's going on at the airport.
Please.
I heard some of the segment with Smeg last night, and I just, of course, made my blood boil.
Yeah, it's where she was essentially waylaid by the police at the airport for not being entirely obedient to their every single demands.
Well, she was asking some questions. I mean, she hadn't even gotten to the point of disobedience. She just had some questions.
Well, she wanted to ask questions before she allowed them to grope all over her, and they didn't like that very much. Brought out about a dozen cops.
Your body is theirs.
Brought out about a dozen cops plus seven TSA agents surrounded her, intimidated her, and then escorted her out of the airport. Your thoughts, Jim? Go ahead.
Well, I've been outraged about this issue for a long time, and we're doing something in Philadelphia on November 24th. We're staging a protest at the Philadelphia International Airport, and I wanted to let people know about this and maybe encourage other people to do something similar. The day before Thanksgiving is one of the busiest travel times,
so there's
a lot of people there. And we've done some test pamphleting down at the airport just to really see what the vibe is, see how people react, see what the badged people would do. And we found overwhelming support for our position that the scanners are wrong, the groping's wrong.
And people are annoyed.
Yeah.
Now, do your flyers have pictures of the body scan images so that people can see this is what they're about to do to you?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I think I heard about this.
And, one of the pilots I spoke with, I showed him a flyer, and he looked at the picture, and he goes, wow, I went through one of those today. That's what it looks like?
And they stored it, buddy.
Yeah.
Now, so this must be Jim Babb from WeWon'tFly.com?
Yes.
All right, Jim, glad to have you on the show here tonight. We discovered WeWon'tFly.com last night. Did you guys launch that this week?
It's brand new. Our friend George Donnelly did the work on putting the website together,
mm-hmm.
and it's already really taken off. So
great. I know that you're still building the site. I see there's a button up at the top, take action now, and it's an empty page. I hope that you'll put your flyer that you're talking about here up on that page so folks can, unless it's somewhere else, it's not obvious to me where that flyer would be found. I know it was linked on the Facebook page, but hopefully you'll put the flyer up on the main site so folks can go and grab a copy of it and then use this in their own outreach event at their local airport. I think it's a brilliant idea to hit the local airport, wherever it is that you are, go to that airport with some other activists, bring some cameras to make sure that you are as protected as you can possibly be, print out some of these flyers, and get these ideas into people's heads.
That's exactly what we want to do. And, in fact, I talked with a baggage checker, one of the people that takes your bags at curbside check-in, and he goes, damn, it's like people have to know about this. And he taped it to his counter right there so people bringing in their bags would be able to see this.
That's amazing.
I mean, there is a lot of support. I've read articles because this kind of hit home because Philadelphia has just got their first scanner. And I realized, wow, you know, I might not be able to fly anymore. I mean, this is really... This isn't something that I could ever consider allowing my family to be subjected to.
Well, as long as you're willing to have a crotch grab, then you can still get on the plane.
Well, and obviously that's out of the question. I've got young children, and I'm not going to allow that for myself or anyone I care about. So I'm realizing unless something changes, I'm driving or walking or taking the boat. I mean, it's the end of air travel as we know it is upon us.
Yeah, it really stinks what's sort of become of air travel.
So what's the general message of the flyer? I haven't had the chance to take a look at it.
Well, what we really want to do is, first of all, create awareness about what's going on. Because I realize that is the main obstacle right now. People have heard about the scans, but they don't realize the detail. So when people see a picture of the scan, their whole mood about it changes. We had an article recently in the Philadelphia Inquirer, and it said no one seemed to object. They have a new scanner. No one seemed to object. You know, snooze away. And I realized, you know, this isn't what people said to me when I showed them the detail of what's happening. So there's a disconnect there. So we want to try to connect with people about what's happening.
So give me your elevator pitch. What would you tell people if you had 60 seconds?
I would say contact your airline and let them know that you will not be abused for the privilege of purchasing their services.
Well, wait, how am I being abused? What's the problem with all this?
Well, it's nude photography of you and your family or sexual assault. And these are not options that we can live with. So if we're going to change it, we need to put pressure on the people in charge. And unfortunately, you know, the politicians have no interest in what their subjects say,
mm-hmm.
but the airlines have an economic interest.
Right.
If we walk away, basically that's the only freedom we have left, is the freedom to just say, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, so to me that is really the only thing we can do, is to exert that kind of pressure. I've seen other interesting campaigns. There's a letter campaign going on to Disney that says, hey, we'd love to come down. Kids are bugging me to come to Disney World, but can't go through that airport.
Yeah, I would think Disney and Las Vegas, any place that really has a lot of people that depend on folks flying in to travel there to spend money,
mm-hmm.
riding them is going to be going to have some effect.
Well, you may be right. They may be able to put
Vegas
some...
is about killed dead anyway at
yeah.
this point. I wouldn't rely on them too heavily.
Well, you may be right that this certainly is one of the only options that we really have beyond just more outreach. But whether or not the airlines will be able to convince the government to reduce its bureaucracy and change its
I think the airlines are the only ones that could. That's, what is the other option? I really think is
there's nothing else.
I think he's absolutely right. I haven't even considered this, but I think writing a letter, getting out the good old fashioned pen, you probably use a word processor, and typing out a letter to the airlines is probably the only kind of recourse that you have. And I'm surprised we haven't thought about it on this show. I think it absolutely will have some effect. And
I'm not as optimistic.
Well, I think that if they got hundreds of them, it would make a difference.
The only thing that would make a difference is if the TSA changed their policy. And what's their interest in changing their policy? What the hell do they care if the airlines live or die?
Well, the politicians that control what the TSA do.
They want campaign contributions. That's true. So that might be a weak point, perhaps. It's worth a try. It certainly wouldn't hurt. At the very least, the outreach. I wouldn't go into this outreach expecting anything would change. I would go into the outreach expecting to enlighten people, to show them what's really going on, to link them to WeWon'tFly.com, which in turn will likely link them to other liberty-oriented resources and lead maybe more people to the ideas of freedom in general, which I think would probably be the best thing that we can expect to happen out of this. If the TSA ends up changing its policy and junking the scanners, then that's a bonus. I would consider that a bonus. Jim, your thoughts?
I totally agree. A primary focus is to educate people. There's probably people a lot smarter than I am that may have their own ideas about how to approach this.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can educate the masses, who knows what would come out of that. Also, our next step to raise awareness after this will probably be something where we all we're at least assemble a group, as many as possible, buy refundable tickets, and then just keep going through the security checkpoint and say no, 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 and see how much we can kind of clog it up, raise awareness there, anything we can do to try to expose what they're doing, because that's really what they fear. They fear exposure for the kind of crimes they're committing.
It's my understanding, when you're talking about refundable tickets, that... there's like Southwest will not let you necessarily refund a ticket, but if you miss a flight, you can always apply it as a credit to the next time.
Yeah, it depends on the class of the ticket.
You'll spend a lot less money in that manner.
But if you want to get a refundable ticket, you have to spend more. But if you're going to refund it, then it doesn't matter, right? You're going to get your money back.
A real refund, yes.
Hey, thanks, Jim. WeWon'tFly.com. Will you keep us in the loop as to what's going on over there?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. WeWon'tFly.com. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free to control the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We also invite you to our website. You'll find a lot of different options and features there, and they're all completely free, including our listening choices. You can listen via our broadband or dial-up streams around the clock. Latest episode of Free Talk Live is there playing for you. Plus, we've got listen lines, our webcam. Listen lines actually allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. And there's our satellite channel and our local radio stations and more. Go get the details at listen.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI.
All right, so we continue here, and you can take control of the airwaves to Andrew in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hello, Andrew. Andrew in New Hampshire.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys were talking about the full body imaging scanners, and it's something that it just seems over the top. I'm not too impressed with the TSA in general, because I realize that it's kind of a crapshoot for them to find, you know, terrorists or, you know,
Liders.
People that would do harm to the airline industry, because it's kind of a roll of the dice, and they're kind of handicapped from the beginning in that they really can't find the chances of them finding people who would want to do harm from the beginning is very low. Then they're in, you know, they hire people who essentially are the equivalent of you know, low intelligent people in the federal service, because the people that they're looking to hire, you know, at a minimum have high school diplomas, whereas in other federal jobs they're looking for people with, you know, advanced degrees or people who have a lot of work experience. So they're already scraping the bottom of the barrel in terms of, you know, the federal salary that they're issuing to people for TSA screeners on the front lines is not that much. And what really concerns me is that, you know, I have a wife who's pregnant who recently took a trip to Austin, and the biggest scare or concern that I had was that she was going to have to go through one of these or go through one of the advanced screenings, because, you know, I told her that, you know, listen, you don't want to go through one of these things. You know, it's, you know, issuing x-rays, you know, above the normal, you know, I think 100 times or 1,000 times the normal chest x-ray. And, you know, and, you know, the fact that she's pregnant, she should be subject to the advanced screening. And, you know, I don't know how careful one of those people is going to be with her when she, you know, tells them, hey, you know, I don't want to go through this thing because I'm pregnant. And to have them probably, you know, not believe her that she's just trying to get out of the full-body imaging scanner. Because, you know, the way that, you know, they operate is, you know, well, you must be lying because you just don't want to go through one of these things.
Yeah, what have you got to hide there, citizen? What's your problem?
Yeah. Because I talked to you guys earlier in the year about the time when we were down in Boston, and, you know, my wife was, you know, understandably upset because we were trying to get back to one of our hotels, and, you know, she informed the cop that, you know, she was distraught and she wanted to get back and said, hey, you know, I'm pregnant. I just want to get back to my hotel room. You know, can't wait to, you know, get back to, you know, our room. And the cop goes, you know, oh, you know, you're pregnant? That's like the second time, you know, that's the third time we've heard that today. Kind of making some, you know, remark that, oh, you know, you must not really be pregnant because, you know, it's an easy thing to say.
Yeah, he's not concerned about what the truth is. He's not concerned about helping anybody. He's concerned with doing his job, and he's been ordered to, in the case of the TSA, search everybody, in the case of the police on the street there in Boston, to prevent people from going down the street to get back to their hotel, regardless of what their circumstances are. And they don't care. They're not paid to care.
No, because they're in a job where they're told, hey, you need to do your job. You know, they pick people who have very little critical thinking skills, and if they do have critical thinking skills, they basically try to beat it out of them and tell them, well, listen, if you don't do your job, you know, we're going to fire you, or we're going to make it really difficult for you to, you know, do your job. You know, we'll put you on the schedule that you don't really want. You know, we'll make it attractive for you to leave, because that's basically how they get rid of people, is, you know,
make it uncomfortable for them.
Yeah, if they fire you, they have to pay unemployment. You know, they just make it so you leave.
That's a good point.
And the unions, you know, have basically negotiated great contracts and collective bargaining agreements that put in a lot of due process for their employees. You know, so it's very hard, you know,
to actually fire them. Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah,
Andrew,
unions.
Thank you. I want to thank you for the story and the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hello, Frank.
Good evening.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, a lot of things have happened in the last few days. What I wanted to mention is I had a chance to read part of Bush's autobiography, you know, regarding his years in the White House. And I'm just amazed that, you know, Bush came out so blatantly and said that, you know, he was responsible for the torture, authorizing the CIA to torture, authorizing them to use waterboarding.
He must feel pretty safe about that admission, right?
Right, because what I would do is I think that's damnable evidence that should take him and his war cabinet to The Hague to stand for war crimes against humanity, as well as violating American law, our Bill of Rights, and also the Geneva Conventions.
A lot of people have been saying the same thing. Didn't he pardon everybody who was sort of involved in it? Except, obviously, he can't pardon himself.
Well, I guess so, but he didn't pardon Scooter Libby to Irving's dismay.
Mm.
So all I can say is this, that it's very interesting. And you have to be pretty damn stupid to put that material in a book that's going to be read by every judge involved with the practice of international law, as well as every head of state. And
U.S. president. I think he's safe.
Yeah,
no, well,
I think, Frank, these people are so arrogant, they just lose touch with reality. You know,
he knows he's not going to get it held
up. Well, no, but people are waiting on him hand and foot. They, I think, eventually develop this God complex that they're somehow better than everyone else out there, and they can just do and say whatever they want.
They can.
Well, actually, when you look at what he did, and what I found most interesting was 3 years after the invasion of Iraq in 2006, Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, they all admitted that those countries had nothing to do with 9/11.
Yeah.
But they didn't say that during the run-up to the war, when they all went on, with the exception of Bush, went on Face the Nation, Meet the Press, telling everyone how Al-Qaeda was behind it.
Something they were up to, and they were going to do it regardless. I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, Frank. More coming up. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit, so get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off. off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply today at FoodShortageSolutions.com. That's FoodShortageSolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free. The number is 1-800-259-9231. And it's brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including things like our Shrine of Female Listeners with the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
So we've been talking about police abuse here on the show, law enforcement abuse, and how little control you have over it. Well, when it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is likely while you're driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection. It's called the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. It's an easy-to-use unit. It has cameras recording all around, so like 360 degrees. You'll see whatever's going on. It's crystal clear. Inside your vehicle, outside your vehicle, it has a microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving, route, speed, direction, everything. It's for traffic stops, and maybe if you get into an automobile accident, you use it as evidence. Perhaps if you're lending your car to someone, you don't know where they're taking it, things like that. You protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. Ian and I purchased these items, and I'm waiting expectantly to get them. Freedomcam.net.
It looks like a sharp product. Freedomcam.net. I'm there right now looking at it here. 800.
It looks like a fuzz buster. If you live in Virginia or travel through Virginia, you might have to be careful, because if you have this thing that looks like a fuzzbuster hanging from your...
If the cop's too dumb to know what it is, then...
Yeah, it could be a problem. And, you know, I that's the only... I think there may be another state out there that doesn't allow... well, somebody asked me, what's a fuzzbuster today? So a radar detector. If you live in a state that doesn't allow radar detectors, you know, it's a little scary looking.
All right, let's continue here. Take your phone calls about what you want. Todd is in Michigan on the amp lines. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian, Sam, and Mark. How are you guys doing today?
Todd, great. What's on your mind?
Well, it looks like Frank covered some of the basics of what I wanted to talk about tonight, aside from him mentioning Bush's new book. But Bush went on the air last night with Matt Lauer on Dateline NBC, and you guys are going to find this hilarious. He basically said that the reason why he used waterboarding as a tactic to extract information from the terrorists, from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Al Qaeda, was because his attorney said it was legal.
So that's all it takes, right? You know, the chief executive officer of the nation, you know, my attorney said it was okay.
Yeah, as long as it's legal, what do they care, right? And anything they say is legal because they're the law and they create the law and they decide on what the law is.
And besides the fact that torture, and that's what that stuff is, they called it torture during World War II when the Japs did it.
To the Americans, you mean?
Yeah, to Americans. That's when it was torture. But, you know, it's ineffective. These guys, if they're going to give bad information, they're going to give bad information. Yeah, if you check the information, you can come back, then, you know, perhaps you can torture them some more and maybe you'll get good or bad information again. But the people that always justify this stuff are always talking about a scenario where there's an atomic bomb and it's ticking and you've got to find the outdated information today.
Well, it's funny that you mention this because, well, Matt Lauer goes, well, why is waterboarding legal in your opinion? Because the lawyer said it was legal. He said it didn't fall under the Anti-Torture Act. And then he said here, and I quote, I'm not a lawyer, but you got to trust the judgment of people around you. And I do.
Hey, I'm not a lawyer either, and he's absolutely right. I mean, they are going to say what they're going to say, and even if it's not legal at that time, even if their interpretation was different, they can just exempt themselves later on. They'll pass a law that says, well, we didn't know it was illegal, but now it's that it's legal, we're just going to go ahead and grandfather ourselves in.
But, you know, it's funny. He also talked about him going into Iraq, and it's funny what he says here. Matt Lauer said that, oh, there were dissenting voices against you going to Iraq. And Bush goes, well, I was a dissenting voice. I didn't want to go to war. You know, I wanted the diplomacy to work.
Right. He was all about, well, what did he say during his campaign? He was about not nation building and peaceful.
Peace with everybody, yeah.
Yeah, peaceful relations around the world.
Yeah, he said this. And, you know, it's funny, at the end of the interview, at one point during the interview, he was talking about the financial crisis, too, and I thought this was hilarious. He said that, well, I had to make a choice, you know, stick with my free market principles of not bailing out the big banks, like AIG and what have you, or, you know, give them, you know, or just to save them. By building TARP, and you know, TARP was necessary. I had to do TARP. Because
George Bush wouldn't know a free market principle if it slapped him in the face.
Right. The idea that somehow you know, the free market's good enough until there's emergency, in which case socialism is what you have to use. I mean, that's what he's saying. Well, why not use it all the time? I mean, if it's good and it's effective, then use it all the time.
Todd,
yeah,
thanks.
It was just a hoot. I mean, particularly when he tried to justify everything, you know, he justified going into Afghanistan, and he goes, well, I made the right decision. You know, it was sick to my stomach, you know, the rape scene at Abu Ghraib, you know, it made me sick to my stomach.
All those thousands of human beings that were murdered, American soldiers,
you know,
people in Iraq,
thinking to myself,
Afghanistan.
Really, it really made you sick to your stomach, Mr. President. Then why didn't you go after them? Why didn't you prosecute them when you had the chance? And
Todd, what you got to do is you got to get George Bush on Liberty Cap Talk Live, and then you can really stick the tines to him.
He's on a book tour. We should be able to get him on now, right?
I want Todd to get him on.
Todd, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you and the info there.
That little reference is Todd has his own podcast. It's called Liberty Cap Talk Live.
All right, 800-259-9231. The free market principles of George W. Bush. Boy, what kind of a little land does he live in his mind? I mean, does he really tell himself these things?
Yes, he does.
That he's a free market, that he has free market principles? Hey,
I bet he does.
When you have principles, you're supposed to apply them. It's one thing to say you have principles. It's another thing to act like you have principles. Now, I'm not saying that you could be entirely principled across the board at all times. You know, somebody
would try.
Right. Somebody would say, well, you're not being principled when you walk on the sidewalk. It was paid for by tax dollars. I think that's ludicrous, personally. There are certain things you have to do in order to, you know, buy food and to live. You know, when I'm buying food, I'm also paying the tax bills of the company that's running the operation selling me the food. And you know, paying me the electricity bill, which is taxed and all that. So you can go you can go mad thinking about in the various different ways that you are still participating in the status system. But if you're the president of the United States, then that's a real good time to start enacting those free market principles by, say, vetoing everything that comes in front of you, your desk. Instead, George Bush, I think you can count on one hand the number of things that he vetoed throughout
his presidency. He sure didn't do it for the first 6 years.
Yeah.
So when all the Republicans were in charge.
Color me unimpressed.
Yeah, I have to agree.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Mark, I guess there's a story about the Brad Manning. Since we've been talking about the military, Brad Manning is the guy that did the major release to WikiLeaks of all kinds of information about the military that shook up, essentially the world several months ago, and since then has been basically prosecuted by the military. There are a lot of people out there that are supporting him, and rightfully so.
Yeah, they've had rallies all over the country. There was one day, I don't know, it's probably been a month and a half or so ago, that sort of Bradley Manning Day, and there were peace rallies and stuff. I went to one, got myself a little button, and I, you know, it's great. I mean, I hope it does some good.
But apparently they've been targeting the people that have been supporting Bradley Manning. It wasn't enough just to target Bradley Manning. They haven't stopped there.
Yeah, apparently it hasn't worked its way down to people that went to the rallies and now have buttons on their briefcases. But some of the major supporters of Bradley Manning are really having some trouble.
We'll find out what that means here in a moment at 800-259-9231. Also, of course, you can call in and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bringing up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. And Sam joining us from ObscuredTruth.com. You can go there and take a look-see at some of his video work, the stuff that he's been doing over the last few years to bring the ideas of liberty out to the television world and the YouTube audience as well. Most recent release was the trailer for the gold and silver contest that that you entered. When's that drawing or the contest going to be decided? Any idea?
It could be any time between now and I think the 12th or the 14th that they're going to announce the winners. So
that's pretty soon.
So yeah, you can see what Sam put together there with the help of some other activists. I believe Luther actually co-wrote it with you.
He did, yeah.
And wrote the music as well.
He did the music, yeah. Well, he did half the music. He laid down the kind of bass soundtrack, and then I went in and added special effects.
It was very cinematic, I thought, and it was, you all did a great job, and I know that you and Michelle are working on a project. I don't know if you can say much about what that's going to be, but it's going to be pretty cool, I think, when it comes out. So we'll keep you in the loop there. ObscuredTruth.com is where you can go to get more of Sam. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls about anything, 800-259-9231. Also, I want to remind you, we've got a webcam. You can go watch, listen, and chat, because the chat room is built into the same page at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's totally free, brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, add up to 99% off of list price. They've got that stuff in stock ready to ship via overnight delivery. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's memorydealers.com.
So Bradley Manning, of course, released a whole bunch of stuff out to WikiLeaks. He ended up getting caught for it. And they are going after him pretty heavily, but they're also going after his supporters. Mark, what's going on, and where's this from?
Well, this one's from Salon.com, mm-hmm. Glenn Greenwald.
He's a guest frequently on anti-war radio, as I understand it.
Yeah, we have read a couple of his articles here. In July of this year, U.S. citizen Jacob Applebaum, a researcher and spokesman for WikiLeaks, was detained for several hours at the Newark airport after returning from a trip to Holland and his laptop, cell phones, and other electronic products seized.
Oh, boy.
Without a search warrant.
They don't need it.
Nope, they don't.
They own you.
Without being charged with a crime and without being under investigation, at least to his knowledge.
Yeah, we'll let you have your laptop back when and if we feel like it.
That's really it. They can take it for as long as they'd like and investigate it.
That's right. Anytime you are crossing the border, this can happen. It probably won't be long before they'll do it at any airport. I bet you that's one of the next steps they'd like to implement. If they don't like the way you look, they'll just take your laptop from you and screw you out of your business presentation or whatever it is you were going to do with your laptop. The way around that might be to ship the laptop. If you are expecting...
What about Google Docs and things like that?
Google Docs is an option. Yes, store your files in the cloud. That way you can use something when you get to your location. But if you need to have your laptop with you, you know, put it in a FedEx Ground and send it.
We used to mail data separately just for this event in case, you know, because I would travel with large amounts of data, customer data that's not even ours.
Mm-hmm.
So we would put it in a separate shipment to get it out if I was traveling over to the United Kingdom or something.
Yep, it's much more likely to make the trip if it doesn't actually have to be inspected by some nosy, officious government bureaucrat. I mean, with the amount of mail that is traveling across international borders.
Which just goes to show how stupid this is. If you've got dangerous stuff on your laptop, mail it.
Be smart. Yeah. Don't take it in person.
You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Or you can encrypt it on a 128-bit drive that's dedicated specifically for that, that you're the only person that has the key for, so even if they do take it, they just get the hard drive, really.
True, but then you don't have your, you know, whatever it is you needed to get to have when you're getting where you're going.
You're talking about actually, you know, usually this is just a big annoyance to people. Most people don't have data that the government really wants in the first place. So this is all done without even being under investigation, at least to his knowledge. He was interrogated at length about WikiLeaks, and he was told by the detaining agents that he could expect to be subjected to the same treatment every time he left the country and attempted to return to the United States. Days later, two FBI agents approached him at a computer conference.
Protect and serve, Mark.
Yeah.
Protect and serve.
Right. He was attending in New York and asked to speak to him again. To date, he has never been charged with any crime or even told he's under investigation for anything. This is clearly a thuggish attempt by federal officials to intimidate any American citizen involved with or supporting WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That campaign of intimidation is now clearly spreading to supporters of Bradley Manning.
Clearly, we haven't done enough, by the way. We've never really been harassed at the airport.
Yeah, we just don't get it.
We are not on the radar like we should.
Apparently, we are not. Last Wednesday,
how many affiliates will it take before we finally get harassed when we're at the
airport? We might be too big that they wouldn't harass us.
You think?
You know, it's possible.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Last Wednesday, November the 3rd, David House, a 23-year-old researcher who works at MIT, was returning to the U.S. from a short vacation with his girlfriend in Mexico.
It is easier to harass an MIT researcher than people with radio shows, I suppose.
He was subjected to similar and even worse treatment.
Mm.
House's crime? He did work in helping set up the Bradley Manning Support Network, an organization created to raise money for Manning's legal defense fund, and he has now visited Manning three times. I think this is what really put him on the radar. Visited him three times in Quantico, Virginia, where the accused WikiLeaks leader is currently being detained.
So pretty much they're making a list of anybody that comes to see him and checking those people out.
Yeah. All those visits were fully monitored by government agents like Applebaum. The House has never been accused of any crime, never been advised that he's under investigation, was never told by any federal agents that he was suspected of any wrongdoing at all. Last Wednesday, House arrived at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, and his flight was met in the concourse by customs agents who examined the passports of all departing passengers until they saw House's, at which point they stopped. He was then directed to customs, where he and his girlfriend's bags were extensively searched. After the search was complete, two men identifying themselves as Homeland Security officials told House and his girlfriend they're being detained for questioning and would miss their connecting flight.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. House was told that he was required to relinquish all of his electronic products and thus give them his laptop, cell phone, digital camera, USB, flash drive, the document he received itemizing his seized property is, you know, they got a link here, and he was told to give the agents all his passwords.
Oh, passports.
Passwords, excuse me.
Passwords.
Passwords,
okay.
Yeah. Encryption keys, which he refused to do.
Good for him.
Well, he's not going to get his laptop back. It's gone.
Yeah, or his cell phone.
You can believe it's gone. Gone. I mean,
it's crazy.
If you refuse to do that, I suspect it's gone.
Yep.
House was taken to a detention room by two armed agents, and on his way there, he passed by a room in which several individuals were plugging...
If you thought Meg had it bad last night, at least she was escorted out of the airport after being surrounded by the TSA. These guys just keep going deeper into the labyrinth.
plugging various instruments into his laptop and cell phone, the two agents, Marcel Santiago.
I wouldn't want my laptop back after that. Who knows the hell they put on there?
Indeed.
I'd wipe that hard drive real quick if I got it back.
Proceeding to question him for 90 minutes about why he was visiting Manning in prison and what work he did to support the Manning campaign, who else was involved in the Manning support group, and what his views were on WikiLeaks. He was told that he would not receive his laptop or camera back, and the agents kept it. To date, he has not received them back and very well may never. When he told them that he had roughly 20 hours of source code work on his laptop and would like to save it or email it to a
safe site. Sure, just give us your password.
Yeah. They told him, you can't do that. He subsequently learned from Agent Santiago that although Agent Lauk identified himself as Homeland Security Agent, he was in fact with the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force. That's what's going on. What's going on here is obvious. The federal
government. Terrorism against the United States federal government. Not terrorism against any human being, because the WikiLeaks is pro-human beings. I mean, it's releasing information that is talking about the murder and the rape and the pillaging of human beings. And so the government considers that and the support of that kind of thing to be terrorism.
You know, I was a friend of mine on Facebook, had some kind of little update where he says, pray for the guys of Black Hawk Squadron or whatever there. They've had a lot of losses in the last week in Afghanistan. And, you know, I just wonder, what does God think about this? If God is, you know, out there and so into human concerns that you could pray and have the guys in Black Hawk Squadron helped in some way, what does God think that about the American military going into these people's country? They're not fighting Al-Qaeda anymore. They're fighting the Taliban, people, actual Afghanis in Afghanistan. These people are, by definition, freedom fighters. Yes, they'd like to oppress the citizens once they get in control. But hell, that's what freedom fighters have always been. That's what the freedom fighters were in the United States.
Just people seeking power.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the same people that don't believe that you can't, that you would propagate terrorism by killing people in Afghanistan. I'm sure those people believe that the Boston Massacre steeled the American people against the British. I mean, what kind of idiot wouldn't believe that?
You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. Are there more tales of harassment,
yes, Mark?
Yes,
there's a bit more.
We'll get to that here in a moment. Also, your calls about what you want. Plus, Sam's going to run some unemployment numbers for us and find out what the real story is. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Hour 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.